Let's get into the weekend with the music of this year's Rodeo Houston with Sam Malone on AM 1070, The Answer.
Has it been 10 years since we said I do? I've always heard marriage made one seem like two, but you're looking better than you did back then. You still make this old heart give in.
The great Alan Jackson performing tomorrow night.
And if I had it to do all over.
Ain't that a great tear in your beer song? There's a bunch of truckers somewhere out there in Gadsden, Alabama, sitting there at a truck stop with tears falling in their beers.
Or their coffee, if it's morning.
Or their coffee.
Depending on what, you know.
Every Friday around this time for years, I've had a segment where we just stop and slam on the brakes of all the filthy, dirty, godless behavior going on, especially the attacks on the Constitution around Washington from this emasculated, humiliated president, an anti-Israel, anti-energy, anti-constitutional president. Say, all right, stop. And let's just focus on something that happens, that relationship between you and your wife, you and your husband. And we have a marriage segment. And by the way, I was telling the story when I started the show. I had dinner with Congressman Olson and Congressman Poe in D.C. on Tuesday after Netanyahu's speech. And one of his, I think it's Melissa who works for Congressman Olson, asked me about the marriage segment. She says, I listen on my cell phone in Washington to hear it. Is it true that the last station wanted to pull the plug? And I told the story that God just put a Bible out. So I'll tell you the story. Every station I do that wants me to pull the plug. But at the last one, they said, stop the marriage segment. Stop it. Stop doing it. And they couldn't believe the story. And I said, I'll continue on. I'll continue pushing that message of husbands and wives being in love, falling in love, staying hot and heavy, because it's a miserable world out there. We hear the stories we cover. It's a miserable world. Coming home to that cave of love and hotness and sexiness is what just makes life worth living. My wingman on this op has been Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. He's a church deacon and marriage coach, and he provides the content that's up on our Facebook page right now. It's Sam Malone Show on Facebook. Mr. Kosick, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Sam. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and I think Salem pulled the plug on you, too, and they said, you know what? You don't have enough power coming to you. We're going to juice you up some, put you into a bigger plug.
Salem is the only radio company. The only radio company. I've worked for, what, five now? That has said, we love your segment on marriage. It is so refreshing. It's so wholesome in a dirty world.
Yeah.
And I'm not a nerd. You know me. I'm a scotch drinking, you know, I love chasing my wife around. I'm a hooting and hollering kind of guy. And we break it down for men to fall in love again. Be respectful of your wives. Put them up on pedestals. Yeah. And same things with the wives.
Real men love their wives and are not afraid to tell everybody they do.
Amen. And Salem is the only radio company that says spread the message, spread the gospel there. Spread that word. Marriage Talk 85. I can't believe it's marriage segment number 85 already. It's available, by the way, on iTunes. Just go to Sam Malone Show and Marriage. Number 85, tip. The average couple spends less than 5 minutes a day speaking one-on-one with each other. I didn't know that. Are the communication lines between you and your spouse open and active, or are you running so hard that the signal is weak and staticky? Test. If when the meal is over, your spouse has to tell you, don't move, we're visiting, then your communication lines are probably in need of maintenance. Marriage is not a journey. It's a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride.
Absolutely. And this comes straight from my household.
I didn't know this. The average couple, husband and wife, spends less than 5 minutes a day talking just to each other one-on-one?
One-on-one.
Really?
Honest, you know, not just passing, saying, hi, I'm going to work, and just sitting down and actually having a conversation about each other, you know, and just communicating on a regular, detailed level, less than 5 minutes. In fact, we'll spend more time talking right now than the average couple spends today talking to each other.
Dang.
Yeah, it's scary. It's really, really scary that they just don't invest any time in each other at all. And where this comes from is our phones at our house got real staticky, and my wife was complaining about that, so I called the phone company and they're supposed to come out and fix them. But it made the communication really hard when you're talking to somebody because you use all this interference stuff. And when you got all this stuff going on in your life, you try to have a conversation, you squeeze that conversation in between all this other stuff that's going on. It's very weak signal, and it's not real well connected to each other. and you'll have all kinds of problems. In fact, you know me, I got all kinds of stuff that I do. I don't sit still very well between the podcast and teaching and writing books and everything else. And my kids were off doing something, and we got done eating, and my wife got up to, you know, grab something real quick, and as she got up, she actually looked at me and said, "Don't move, we're still visiting." Because she knows.
Don't move. We're still visiting.
I got a break. I got things to do. I'm getting up and going. She knows I'm going to run 100 miles an hour. And she actually had to tell me, the guy who wrote the book and does team marriage stuff, she had to tell me, sit back down. We're still visiting.
Wow.
And I was happy to do it, and I was glad she reminded me.
And I can't believe, I mean, to me, that's depressing. I mean, Denise and I love the chat. And Bubba, he's at practice or he's doing his homework. We love to sit on the sofa. And, you know, I'll have my scotch and she'll have her wine. And we'll sit there for an hour.
Oh, easy, yeah.
And just talk and kibitz and, you know, tease each other and tickle each other and laugh. Well, how was your day? How was your day? What did you do? You know, because to me, that I have a stressful day. I own the media company of the radio show. I like sitting there. It's peaceful.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful because you're connecting at such a deep level. A few summers ago, I think I shared with you, my wife and I, we went on a vacation, and I decided that we were going to have absolutely no agenda. We were going to leave like on a Monday or Tuesday. And have no agenda other than to wind up in San Antonio Friday night. The rest of the time, we're just going to meander around through all these little towns that you drive through when you're driving from here to Austin and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
No agenda, no hotels, no nothing. And we just spent all the time in the vehicle just driving around, stopping and stuff. And I tell that to guys, and they get this deer in the headlight look. And like, you spent 5 days in the vehicle with your wife? He goes, and the question always comes up, on what day did you run out of things to talk about? And I said, well, they've got a little slow on Sunday, but that was about it. Because we're such good friends. We communicate so well. We enjoy listening to each other. Even if we don't have the same interest on a particular topic, I love her telling me what she's thinking and what she's going through most of the time.
Yeah. I hear you, though. And most of the time, just like, sometimes I'll roll my eyes. But, you know, I'm interested because I don't have to do anything. I just like to listen.
Yeah. And, you know, the average woman, they say the average woman has 20,000 words in a day. The average guy has 7,000 words. So there's a huge disconnect there, which is why a lot of times the women is da-da-da-da-da-da-da, nonstop. And the guy just, that's three, that's four.
That's right. And think about it. Guys, if you're not hot for your wives or the wife isn't hot for the husband, sitting there for those 5 minutes might feel like 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why you go back to, if you're in the car, and for the guy who's like, you sat in the car, you know, that long? First of all, that guy has no idea about the old highway grope, okay? The highway grope. Because I'll say, you're the deacon. The highway grope is one of the most fun things you could ever do on the highway when you're happily married.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, keep your hands on the wheel at most points. But when you have a chance, go for the highway grope.
That
and you're giggling, nice. You're laughing. She's like, knock it off, honey. There's a trucker nearby. You know what I'm saying. Jeez, what do you guys do? Come on, step it up a notch.
I know. And guys, you know, they think differently. And I deal with couples all the time. And it always comes up. There's such a disconnect between the guy and the wife. The guy's like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to work. I'm working like a dog. I'm providing financial security at the house. And the wife is like, I don't care about the financial security. I want the emotional security. I want to know we're still connected. I want to know we're still okay. And they're both running in separate directions. And unless they sat down and talked about what they're doing and why they're doing it, they'll just think that the other person is avoiding them, and it just spirals out of control in a heartbeat when that happens.
Amen to that. On our Facebook page, I posted up the content. Cindy says, communication is the key. Celebrated 32 years yesterday.
Sweet.
John says, boy, ain't this the truth. Let's see. Andrew says, it is vitally important to communicate and also pray together.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do with a busy schedule, but it's a must.
Absolutely.
I don't know how, guys, seriously, make today the day you say 5 minutes is nothing. I want to make it 25 minutes or 55 minutes of communicating, sitting on the sofa, sitting in bed, sitting in the car, sitting, I don't know. You want to sit outside on the porch.
Some guys are going to sit there and go, I wouldn't know what to say. Well, trust me, when you get home, she's probably still got 10,000 or 20,000 words left. You probably won't have to say much other than, let's sit down on the couch and tell me about your day. And you're probably done at that point because she'll run you all the way to 10 o'clock at night.
That's right.
But here's some simple things. Ask, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite ice cream flavor? When you got married, what did you think marriage would look like in 5 years, 10 years, wherever you are now? And how are we different now? And were those realistic or unrealistic expectations? And just simple things like that would just get that conversation going.
All right, so that's you. I would sit there and open up with, when was the last time I grabbed your butt?
or better yet, did you like it when I grabbed your butt?
Open up with that one, honey. When was the last time I just put my hands right on your rear end?
And there you go.
She might go, whoa,
And, you know, that's the way to do it.
And get the giggle going and get the cuddling going and get a blanket. It's going to be another cold night tonight.
Yeah.
So get an extra blanket. You know? Play.
Yeah, we talked about kissing away your marriage a while back. Remember that talk? And we said there's different ways to kiss your wife. Kiss her on the ear and say, well, what did that feel like? Kiss her on the lips, kiss her on the neck, and then continue on. Just say, well, which one do you like best? You know, and just have fun with it. Lighten up. You know, did I grab your butt too hard? Do you like it to the left, to the right?
I'm just throwing it out there because, first of all, Tiller's like going, did you raise your eyebrow on that one, Mr. Tiller? Huh?
Yes, I did.
He's got his hand on that button, too, you know, to cut things off pretty quick.
There's men right now holding onto that steering wheel of their car with great grip.
Yeah.
And white knuckle driving, listening to this conversation. Guys, seriously, you throw some coal in the fireplace. Let's make it happen. All right. Go in there and get the flames hot and heavy this weekend. And don't forget shower oogling, as I put on Facebook. You can never go short with shower oogling. Spend more than 5 minutes a day speaking one-on-one with your spouse. That is essential. To think that there's 23 hours and 55 minutes you're not is sad. And if you don't sit there and take care of it, don't expect it when you need it to be ready to rock and roll for you.
Absolutely. And really, guys, just, I can't tell you how important this is. I can't tell you how many couples I deal with where they go south, I mean real south, and other people are going to feel that need if you're not feeling it. She needs to know that you're connected to her. 5 minutes is nothing. I mean, that should be a no-brainer, but at least give her the 5 minutes.
And don't even make it an option play of going somewhere else for that attention.
Yep. And no interruptions when you give her that 5 minutes. Put your phone away, turn the TV off. 5 minutes uninterrupted, and it'll radically change your marriage.
Yes, and it's a lot more fun if your clothes are off.
Absolutely more fun. Well, if you did the 5 minutes of talking right, you might get there.
Immediately undress and then do 5 minutes. It's all up there on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. It's marriage tip number 85. 85. Holy free jolies. And we didn't start counting either. I don't know how you came up with it. We missed a while.
That was just this station. We've actually been talking since 2011. We've been talking a long time.
You and I. Excellent. It's up there on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. This is Robert Kosick, church deacon, wrote the book Honor the Vow. He's a marriage coach. And it's now on iTunes. You can go to iTunes, go to Sam Malone Show, and just type in the word marriage, or Sam Malone Show will take you there. All right? Mr. Kosick, have an outstanding Friday. Go enjoy yourself. Thanks for stopping by, as always, and helping us help couples around the globe.
Have a fantastic weekend, Sam.
We'll do 847. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer.